first-time caller line, rather. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
This is Ari from Colorado. How are you?
I am well indeed. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of predictions.
Only one. One per customer.
Okay. We'll stick with one. I'm a professional angelic channel. I channel the angels. And since I was a little girl, I've had contact experiences with star beings. Most of them are out of body. I'll lay down at night, and then I'll leave my body, and they will be there. Okay.
So from the angels and the star beings.
It's actually from the star beings.
From the star beings, yes.
Specifically from the Pleiadians.
Okay.
I had a contact experience with them this spring that was an out-of-body experience.
Okay, got a good cut to the chase here. What do they predict?
There is something coming that will cause a massive magnetic reaction in the Earth's atmosphere. What I was shown was that the sky was brown, and it had magnetic, almost like the northern lights, going across the sky, and there was no electricity, nothing electric was working where this was happening. And it was in the Midwest where this was occurring because I lived in the Midwest. And they showed me that there were parts of the Midwest actually on fire wherever this had occurred. And it was a serious enough experience that they actually said it would not be a place a mother would want her children to be.
Got it.
And I moved cross-country.
Oh, you moved as a result of it?
Yes, I did.
All right, there you have it. Number 13, usually an unlucky number, though not for me. She says a gigantic magnetic disturbance. Now, this comes from Zeta Reticuli, the Zeta Reticulans, I guess. A magnetic disturbance, a gigantic one, affecting, in her case, the Midwest. No doubt much more than that, but in her case, the Midwest part of our country, something that would turn the skies brown and bring the northern lights to the area. So some big magnetic. Well, we've certainly had nothing interesting predictions so far. Some of these are really interesting and unusual and obviously thought out. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Art. What is your first name, please?
My name is Bob. I'm here in Canyon Country, California.
Okay, Bob.
I've been having visions. I think there's going to be my field is going to be several.
We got a lot of static here, bud.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you through it, sort of.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. There's going to be several crafts that are going to crash, and this is going to be caused by a magnetic flux, which is possibly what the woman that was talking about earlier.
Yes.
These crafts are going to crash. And I feel this date is going to be June 6th.
Okay.
Which puts it 6606.
Okay.
So,
right, that is very eerily similar to what she had to say.
Yeah, and hers is correct. I feel that's going to happen. But I feel because of this, it's going to cause their anti-gravity, whatever their crafts are, you know, propelled by, is going to interfere with this.
Well, wait. Are you now? I thought you were talking about airliners and a magnetic anomaly.
No,
you're talking about alien
extraterrestrial crafts.
Oh my goodness!
Several of them are going to crash because of the magnetic flux that the other lady was talking about.
Got it.
And these are going to be in a populated area. They're not going to be out in Roswell. It's going to be the news media are going to be on this.
Oh, I would think that would be a big story.
Right, so they're not going to be able to hide this, and I feel it's going to be in the June time frame.
Probably June 6th.
Yeah, which would be unfortunately 666.
Yeah, I see. I've got it. All right. So a magnetic anomaly occurs, much like the lady suggested. And as a result of this, extraterrestrial craft, which he obviously believes are navigating our atmosphere or just beyond it, will get all confused and crash. And this will occur in a metropolitan area, causing the news media to no doubt take immediate notice.